Plot. What to write about. Chapter 1. Starting out. Sources of material. Writing has long been your dream. Words fill your life. First those written by others, and now those of your own you wish you could put down on the page. The only trouble is you have no idea where to begin because you can't think of or settle on a subject that would provide you with enough material and the impetus to fill the 250 pages of the novel you want to write. It isn't just you. This is a problem commonly encountered by writers, both experienced and beginners, when embarking on a new work. Writing a list of subjects on which you could write is an impossible task because they are infinite. And even if I could write a comprehensive list of everything which you may ever encounter, I wouldn't. The simple reason being that you are the one who should be doing the exploring. I will, however, suggest some routes you might consider. If you're looking for material among people you don't know, print is a particularly useful source. Even the most cursory scan through a newspaper reveals a myriad of tales. Relationships with curious beginnings, between a nun and a priest, or civilians from warring countries, for example. Fairy tales reworked to reveal the infanticide in the original. Couples who'd been together for 80 years, held together by love or mutual dislike. Peculiar legal cases and archaic laws. Statistical reports. For example, tourism statistics and relationship counsellors report that even the most unhappy couples become closer on holiday. There's a story in that. An entire Persian army was recently discovered, buried in the desert. Children escape the cults in which their parents have raised them. There are historical, international, and domestic conflicts. Humanise them. Write the story behind them, or of people caught up in them. Letters to the editor, problem pages, Lonely Hearts adverts. These are all tiny snapshots, glimpses of someone's life. Creators' muses, mistresses, lovers, and wives have a habit of revealing diaries and letters. Herta Müller was awarded the 2009 Nobel Prize for Literature, yet her years spent under surveillance, threat, and persecution by the Romanian Securitate rival the drama of her work. That's a single newspaper. If you have icons, literary or otherwise, why do you admire them? What did they write about and why? Were they remotely interesting as people, or did it all go into their work? Everything has a backstory. An exercise to try. For an exercise in using print as a writing source, take any picture from a newspaper and plot the story behind it. Don't read the article accompanying the picture. Imagine the backstory to that picture. How did the people get to the scene depicted by it? What is happening in the picture? And what is going to happen in future? What are the characters thinking? Look at the expressions on the faces of the people and study their body language. Observe the setting. Look for significant or revealing features in the picture. Embellish the story. Don't just write a list of what you can see in the image.